Blog Talk Radio.
You let go of what you've already lost, the sooner you can prepare for what's coming next. Did you hear that? The quicker you let go of what you've already lost, the sooner you can prepare for what's coming next. Now, I don't want you to think I'm being insensitive. Loss does not feel good. The loss of a loved one, the loss of a pet, the loss of a friend, the loss of a job opportunity, the loss of one's health. Losing something does not feel good. But there comes a point when we have to acknowledge that what we had is gone. And in many cases, it's not coming back. Or even if it does come back, it's going to be at a different time in another form. You have to make up in your mind that when loss occurs, it's not over and it's not the end. Yes, you lost something. Yes, that did leave its mark. But the quicker you let go, the quicker you prioritize what you've lost. Admit to yourself, okay, it was painful. I do remember. I have the memories of what I used to have. But the quicker you let go of it, you properly prioritize it, then you can start preparing for what's coming next. Yes, you were married and you lost the marriage, but guess what? You can have another marriage. Yes, you had a job and it was a good paying job. You liked the employees. You loved the industry, all of the perks. But guess what? There's another job. Yes, you had a car, and the car was in an accident, and it was a one-of-a-kind model, but guess what? You can get another car. I just want to encourage you and let you know, and I want you to listen to me good. I want you to catch this way down in your soul. The quicker you let go of what you've already lost, the sooner you can begin preparing for all of the wonderful things that are coming next.
hold on to something new.
It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. is it you need relief? You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Or haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
Well, welcome back. I am live and on the air. Sorry, I just had some technical difficulties as soon as I got ready to come in. Ain't that something? But guess what? I'm putting all that on the altar and continuing to move forward. You know, some things you just have to laugh at. I'm telling you the truth. This is Miss Sandra. Welcome to Legacy Leader Worldwide Empower Radio, like no other. That was Miss Jessica Reedy with Put It on the Altar. And right before that was my boy right here in the ATL, Lowell Pye, with All Right off his new single. Y'all need to go get that single. That single is hot. And Ty Tribbett with Fresh. And to start us all off, Empowertainer, the Empowertainer, Mr. Broderick E. Rice, known as the comedian of all gospel comedians, Christian comedians, however you want to put it. And he's also a pastor over there on the West Coast with The Quicker You Let Go, off of his Gold Diggers CD and audiobook. You can find all of his products on www.cdbaby.com, ReverbNation.com, and iTunes. Okay, enough with all of that. How are y'all doing today? I know I can't really hear you, but I pray that everything is going well. At least I pray that you smiled today. I hope that you smiled. I hope that you joined us on the prayer call this morning. I'm telling you, if you need some enhancement in your life, It's not Viagra. I'm trying to tell you, it's not none of those pills. I'm not talking about any kind of special pharmaceutical or medication. That's not what Ms. Sandra's talking about. If you need a boost in your life, if you need your life to line up and just start walking right, doing right, thinking right, talking right, acting right, eating right, you need to be part of this great move of God that happens Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm talking about the International Prayer Call with host Bishop Eddie L. Long, my bishop. Oh, I love you, Daddy. Shouts out to you, Bishop Eddie L. Long, First Lady Elder, the beautiful Elder Vanessa Long, the Long family, all my new birth people. Woo-hoo! Yes, right. I love y'all with the love of Christ. And if you're not part of it, I just encourage you to become part of something that is just so awesome, so wonderful. We're coming up to a year anniversary. We started back in May. I do believe it was May 9th. Will be the one-year anniversary. And we started off with just a few hundred people. It was 300 or 400 people. Then it grew to 1,000, and they had to expand the line, and then it grew to 2,000. They've expanded the line again, and now we're up to over 5,000 people or more daily, and Bishop just talked about it this morning. I mean, when God has his hand on you, can't nobody stop you. When God has his blessing, his favor over your life, it doesn't matter what comes up against you. You know, it's got to be like that palm tree. It may bend during the storm, but it's not going to break. That's my favorite tree. If anybody want to know, the palm tree is Miss Sandra's favorite tree because storms can hit it. It might lose some leaves. But unless you come and physically chop that tree down, and the thing about it is even when you chop a palm tree down, it's still going to grow. It may not grow as tall as it was, but it's still going to grow and it's still going to branch its leaves. So, you know, when a palm tree bends in that storm, it bends, but it does not break. And the thing about it is while it's bending, guess what? It's coming up stronger than what it was before. So Ms. Sandra is encouraging you today to have faith like a palm tree that can stand the winds of time, that can stand through any storm, anything that's thrown at it. And even in the heat, even in the desert heat, a palm tree still is thriving, that no matter what happens, it may bend. And it may look like it's down and out for the count, but all it's doing is reconfiguring its roots. All it's doing is stretching down a little bit deeper, because when it comes up, it's stronger and taller than it was before. And I speak life to you today that some of you may have been going through the storms of life. You're wondering when things are going to turn around for you. You're wondering when things are going to just go forward. Doors are going to open. Heavens are going to open. But I'm telling you that you will reap if you faint not. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm preaching to my own self. I'll put on few dollars on my own self. I'm encouraging not only you, but I'm encouraging myself, because God is not going to allow me to talk to you about anything that I'm not going through myself. I cannot give you testimony. I cannot give you solid word. And unless God has ordering my steps through the same exact thing, and I'm a living witness what God will do even in the midst of the storm. And that's what my topic is today. I'm going to be talking about in just a little while, can you stand to be blessed? I'm going to say that one more time. Can you stand to be blessed? And, you know, I put that on my Facebook status yesterday, and I got quite a few hits on it. Because a lot of people are looking at the end of it, blessed, but they're now looking at the beginning of what I said, can you stand to be blessed? And a lot of times we get excited and we're doing backflips and we think God is getting ready, and sometimes he does. He just goes ahead and does goes above and beyond and gives us a good quick blessing, but that's not what I'm talking about today. So I want you to stay tuned. I want you to keep logged on, and I want you to spread the word about Legacy Leaver Worldwide. Tell your friends, tell everybody about this Empower Radio that's not just a radio show, but an experience, a movement, going in and just changing mindsets about who you are and knowing who you are according to God's word. Hey, to the men. So, again, back to talking about prayer, if you're not connected, and your own church, your own pastors may have a prayer call going on, make sure you join it, because you need to start your day off right. Let me tell you something. Satan is getting more and more strategic, and we as a body of believers need to be way ahead. I told somebody, I got so inspired when I watched Columbiana, the movie, and what I loved was at the end of the movie, and I saw God so in this. They were at the table trying to figure out how they were going to take her out. I mean, they were coming up with all kind of blueprints and everything. They were going to say how they're going to do this and do that, because she's like this and she's like that and she's very smart. And before they could get up from the table and come after her to try and find how they're going to kill her before she comes after them, there was a missile coming through the enemy's house and blew half the people up. That's what I'm saying to you today. You need to make sure that you are so strategic and preparing yourself ahead of time that by the time the enemy figures where you are, figures out what you're about to do, it's already done. You already taken him out because you have strategically prepared yourself ahead of time. You didn't get on Facebook and blast it. You didn't get on Twitter and blast it. You didn't announce to people what you was about to do. By the time they figured out what you were about to do and how you was about to do it, you were already going on forward in victory. You already figured out how to take your enemies out. That was a word for somebody today. So I'm going back to talk about prayer. And again, if you're not connected, you need to get connected. And we, again, have an international prayer call that goes on, again, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Sharp Eastern Standard Time. The numbers are 559-726-1050. Again, 559-726-1050. And the overflow number is 530-881-1050. So Ms. Sandra says, look, get connected. You can't do this by yourself. You stop trying to act like you can figure out things, do things on your own. If God has given you something so strategically large, how in the world can you think you can run it by yourself? God created us for relationships, and we need to pray and have God connect us with the right people so that we can move forward as a team. I enjoyed watching the game last night between the Celtics and the Heat, and I love both teams. I really do. I used to be a Lakers fan, and in some ways, I still like the Lakers. That's a whole nother issue, because not 80s, 90s, 2000, you could not tear me away from the Lakers. I didn't really care too much for the other teams. I did, because there was some really great teams back then, but the Lakers, I had yellow and gold, gold and purple all over my room. And so, you know, I was a Magic Johnson fan, number 32. But I'm talking about the games last night between the Celtics and the Heat. And what I loved about the Celtics, everybody pitched in and helping them to win the victory last night. And it wasn't that the Heat didn't play as a team. They did. But the Celtics had something so strategically mastered. And what I love, it's not just what, it wasn't just Garrett that was, you know, getting the shots. And it wasn't just, you know, Rondo getting the shots. Everybody lended a helping hand to making sure this team won. And that's why the Celtics are who the Celtics are. I never thought I would be rooting for the Celtics, because when Larry Bird was on there in Paris, I was not trying to root for the Celtics. I couldn't stand them back in that. But it's amazing how things turn around, because I love the players that are on the team. They play together as one, and that's what it's all about. We, as the body of Christ, it's time for us to come together as one. God don't care nothing about what religion you are, that he is not about religion. He is about relationship. And there's only one way, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. And if you don't have Christ today, today is the time to have him. Not when you get to church, not when you're trying to stop doing drugs, not when you're trying to stop having sex, not when you're trying to stop gambling. That's not what he said. He said, come to him now. He will help you to get right. His get filled with the Spirit. He will teach you how to get on the right road. You can't figure it out by yourself. That's why we're still in the mess that we're in, because we're trying to do things on our own. Jesus died so that you can live, that while you were still a sinner, while we were all still sinners, while we did not know him, while we persecuted him, while we betrayed him, while we actually sent him to the cross, he gave his life. No one took it. He gave it because he loved you. He loves you. He loves you. And God's word will never return back void. So you have victory right now when you accept Christ. And if you never accepted him, if you never knew anything about him, just know this, that he loves you. If no one else told you before, he loves you. You're saying, well, how can I love someone I don't see? How can I believe in somebody that I can't touch, I can't feel? It's a faith walk. No, you're not going to see him physically, like you can sit in your room or sit in your house and reach out and touch him physically. But he said, if you're going to accept me, you're going to have to go by faith. You're going to have to understand that by faith, I rose on the third day. By faith, with all power. By faith, I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father praying for you ever. Do you know Jesus prays for you every single day, every single moment? You have Jesus interceding on your behalf. Is that not wonderful? That is great. You have somebody praying for you, pleading your case to give you another chance, to give you one more time and get it right. That's how much he loves you. He died just for you. And if you believe that in your heart by faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. So you cannot come to God talking about, well, I got to see him, I got to touch him, I got to feel him, I can't, or else I can't. It's a faith walk. Either you're going to believe all of it or nothing at all. So you, if you believe within your heart, you confess it with your mouth, and that you believe that he died and he rose for your sins, he rose for your liberty, then confess that, then ask him into your heart. And if you believe that, then accept him. And then he said, by faith, you're already saved. If you confess that, you're saved. You're saved. You're saved. You're saying it's just that easy? Yes, it's just that easy. It's just that easy. You don't have to go and lay on the floor again for 40 days and 40. You don't have to go on no deep fast. All you got to do is say, Lord, come into my life right now. I repent of my sins. I can't do this without you. I'm tired of living this life. I need you. I need you. I just need some peace. I need you. I want to know more about you. Now, that's the easy part. Once you get said, that's the easy part. But what Ms. Sandra needs you to do now is to make sure you get discipled. You must become disciplined. You must be taught the word. You must know how to properly pray and apply the right principles. Therefore, you need to be connected to someone who can be a leader or a caregiver over you. That means I'm talking about a pastor. I'm talking about a bishop. You need to pray and say, Lord, I need to be connected with other believers. My faith needs to be built up. My life needs to become a lot more stronger. I need to be around some go-getters. I need to be around some like-minded people, because these people here, that's in the world, I might end up going back into what I'm doing. So I need someone, some people that have maybe have gone through what I've gone through to help keep me encouraged to stay forward. So you need to pray to make sure you get discipled. Pray and ask God to send you where you need to go. And Ms. Sandra says, stick with it. Follow through. Stand strong. Get discipled so you know how to go out and rightly divide the word of truth and disciple other souls for Christ. That's what the Power One is all about. That's what we're doing at our church. Again, we're New Birth. And we're located in Lithonia, Georgia, at 6400 Woodrow Road, 30038. Hey, we always welcome people. Come as you are. You do not have to dress up. You don't have to look fancy. Just come as you are. We care more about your soul and well-being than how you look. Let us love on you. Matter of fact, we have empowerment service tonight at 7 p.m. So if you want to just not wait till Sunday, you ain't got to wait till Sunday, you can come right on tonight. We're going to love on you. We're going to welcome you in as our brother and sister in Christ. A to the man. So like I said, coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to talk about can you stand to be blessed. But I'm going to get into this track talking about I'm Alive. And it's an old track from Dietrich Cavett. I'm going to go back just a little bit talking about I'm Alive. I want you to think about what the words are saying. no time for you to sit there living a humdrum life and letting life pass you by. Take hold of it. Go after it with great passion. I'm not only charging you to walk in your purpose, but become the purpose. Become what God assigned you to be before you was placed in your mother's womb. Miss Sandra will be right back after this. Some of you drove by a cemetery today. They weren't taking your body to bury you. You drove by. You are alive, and you are doing well. And you may have some things going on with you, but guess what? You have another chance, another opportunity, another part of God's grace and mercy over your life, and make something great of it. It's like Paul said, you know, in everything, give thanks. Learn to find your joy, even in the midst of stuff that might be going on that you might want to just sit down and just cry. But I declare to you today that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Coming up on April 28th at 3 p.m. in Piedmont Park in Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Sandra, who is me, will be walking for Walk Lupus Atlanta. And I'm a team captain, team legacy leader. And if you know anyone in the Atlanta area that has lupus or would love to be a part of this lupus walk but can't walk or are not able to move, just let them know that Miss Sandra will be out there supporting. I was diagnosed with lupus, I was diagnosed with lupus back in 2002, discoid lupus, which results in, you know, some lesions or spots on the skin or loss of hair, fatigue. It is really an attack against your immune system, and it can attack any time. You can have flare-ups at any time. It can cause to make it feel like your body is on fire. It can demobilize you to the point where you can't even move. Some people have systemic lupus, which breaks down almost every organ in your body, from the kidneys to the lungs. Recently, Nick Cannon was diagnosed with nephritis, which is, you know, it started with his kidneys, his tissues detached from themselves. So it's an ugly disease. It's a very ugly and painful disease. In some cases, are worse than others. But I serve a God that says that, you know, greater is He than it that's in me, than He who is in this world. I have a Christ that bore all of my sicknesses on the tree. He took everything. And so by His stripes, I'm already healed. And that's how I wake up and go forward every day on the Word by faith. And I just want to let people know I am not on medication. A lot of people have to take medication, all these crazy drugs like prednisone and steroids to calm or keep dormant the disease, because there is no cure for this disease. But I do declare every day, but God. I do say every day, but for God, I will live and I shall not die, not with Christ in me, because then His word will not be true in my life. So therefore, every day that I wake up, I'm victorious, I am a winner, and I sure not will not lose. And therefore, I'm bringing this hope, this faith, this word out there in Piedmont Park, walking. I tell this story, I tell this testimony, because I want people to see what God will do. I'm not totally healed, but I'm already healed. Put it that way. Put it that way. I'm already healed. You can't tell me I'm not. I'm going forward. It doesn't matter what the doctor said. I don't care. I'm not going out like this. So therefore, my faith in God, and according to His word, guess what? He's got to back it up. Amen. So while I'm helping somebody else to stay encouraged and to be motivated and to get on the track to healthy, living a healthy life, God will definitely touch me, totally free from all of this in the end. Some A to the man. Now let's get to the topic at hand. I was talking about, can you stand to be blessed? Again, I put this on my Facebook page, and, you know, a lot of people were just excited and happy because they're thinking about the blessing. But what people sometimes forget and neglect is the process. Some people forget and neglect the process. And, you know, a lot of people have haters and people that get mad because they just see the blessing, but they don't understand the process into obtaining the blessing. That's why I put stand in all caps, F-T-A, can you stand to be blessed? Because the word says that you'll reap if you faint not. So the blessing is coming to you if you can stand to be blessed. And there's so many people in the Bible I could have related to. I could have related it to David. I could have went there with, you know, like Noah. But the Holy Spirit had me to go to Joseph. I just want to talk a little bit about Joseph in Genesis 39 and 40. And you know, I'm not going to give the whole scripture verbatim because I want you to go and read those stories in Genesis 39 and 40. Matter of fact, you can start before Genesis 38, 39, and 40. I'm just going to, like, paraphrase it so people that are listening that may not know anything about the story or about God, I'm paraphrasing, but I want you, and if don't give me the excuse, well, I don't have a Bible. If you have a phone, most of the Bible apps on your phone are free. Download it. If you don't have the apps on your phone, I'm still going to take away the excuse. I want you to find a computer, and I want you to go to Google.com, and I want you to Google Genesis 38, 39, and 40, or you can go to Bible Gateway.com. Put in Genesis 39, Genesis 40, or Genesis 38, and read those stories. Oh, I've taken away all your excuses for why you can't do what you do. You do. Now, if you don't have none of those technology tools, guess what? Somebody somewhere at a church has a Bible. I want you to go find that person with the Bible, and I want you to sit down with them and have them read you those stories. So, again, I'll take away all your excuses why you cannot know the word about or the story about Joseph. Now, Joseph, you know, he's known as the dreamer of the Bible. You talk about Joseph, normally you think about the dreams. And Joseph was a very highly favored person. He was a son of Jacob, and he was born of the one that Jacob loved so much. And he had a coat of many colors, and he could interpret dreams. But Joseph also had a mouth on him. He normally gabbed to people that didn't really celebrate his gifting and celebrate his anointing. And sometimes in life, we as believers, God shares some things with us. We're just so high in the spirit that we blab our mouth. Sometimes we need to just shut our mouth and keep closed, because sometimes the people that are around us can't handle what you walk in. And I'm not saying that to stop you, but that means sometimes we are attached to people that cannot expand us. We're busy expanding them, but they can't expand us. So we need to sometimes, you know, look at people, to be attached to people that can expand us as well, because if we don't, we end up being in a circle or end up being attached to people that can't understand or accept our expansion in the word, our expansion in the anointing. So when we go to blab our mouth, they get mad. Some get jealous, just like his brothers. They got mad, they got jealous, and they got together to see how they were going to kill him. And they got together to see how they're going to get rid of Joseph. And to make a long story short, Joseph ended up being, you know, traded into slavery by his brothers. Well, actually, he was trying to kill them. They didn't end up killing him, but then he ended up going into slavery, ended up going into Egypt. But he still had God's hand over his life. He still had God's favor over his life. And so I'm encouraging you today, you might find yourself in a jacked-up situation that you didn't have anything to do with. You didn't bring it personally on yourself. Some people need to shut your mouth, because sometimes some of y'all already done judged somebody. Well, that's good. They did this and they did that. It may not have nothing to do with what they did. It's just that God has chosen this person for his divine purpose. Joseph didn't do anything wrong, but yet got blamed, got traded in the slave, almost got killed by his own siblings. And yet and still, God's hand of favor did not leave his life. And so, therefore, even in hell, God's hand was still on Joseph. Joseph ended up being appointed over all of Potiphar's palace. Everything that had anything to do with Potiphar and his stuff or his belongings or his possessions or in the house or his everything, his business, whatever it was, Joseph was made in charge because of Joseph's stamina and stature and favor. He had God's hand of favor over his life. Now, that's a great thing. It's wonderful, is it not? But then what happened? As Joseph was in the house, Potiphar's wife found him very attractive. Potiphar's wife wanted to sleep with Joseph. I said something very important the other day. I said, be careful because your anointing is becoming very attractive. Watch out of who your anointing attracts, because it's going to attract the good, the bad, the ugly, and the scheming and conniving. Guess what? Because of Joseph's attractiveness, not only was he handsome in stature, but he had God's hand upon him. That made him very attractive. And guess what? Potiphar's wife wanted him one way or the other. And so, therefore, because he refused to sleep with her, because he honored the person that he was partnered with, he honored Potiphar, he honored Pharaoh, he would not sleep with his wife. Therefore, she became like downright scheming and conniving. When she tried to maneuver herself on him, he ran, but when he ran, he left his cloak in her hand. Therefore, she saw opportunity to set him up, to betray him. Now, what am I saying here? Your closest friends, your closest relatives, or your closest people might be the ones that betray you. Can you continue to stand to be blessed? That's what I'm talking about today. Joseph was trying to do the right thing. He honored who he was in the house with. He honored Pharaoh. He honored Pharaoh's family. He honored Pharaoh's businesses. He honored Pharaoh's leadership. He said, wait a minute, Potiphar done gave me all control of everything. Nothing is done without my say-so. I'm not about to mess that up and dishonor him and dishonor his trust and dishonor his loyalty and friendship and familyhood to me because you want to step out of line and sleep with me. And so, therefore, because he honored, he left out of the house, but he left his cloak. Okay, so Potiphar's wife has the cloak. She comes up with this scheme. Oh, I screamed because he was trying to throw himself on me, and y'all need to get him. I'm just break it down. Y'all need to get him because he tried to jump on me, and I got his cloak to prove it. So in other words, since you didn't want, I'm going to ruin you. Regardless, I'm going to get you because I am the queen. I am the lady of the house. You're not going to tell me. You're not going to diss me in front. No. I'm going to get you. So the betrayal came from Potiphar's wife. Not only did she betray Joseph, but she betrayed her own husband. Because, of course, he's going to believe her because she has his heart. That's his wife. He's not thinking about, oh, you would set Joseph up and you would lie and betray me. So, therefore, of course, he's going to believe his wife. Again, Joseph is in a situation. Okay, let's take it back from the beginning. He was already hated by his brothers because of his gifting and his anointing. He was already falsely accused up in the house where he was given full authority and charge, and now he's being betrayed by the people that are closest to him, by the folks that he trusted and thought would be there for life, and now he's thrown in prison. Still, can you stand to be blessed? And I'm coming out of Genesis 39 and 40, and then, again, always read a chapter ahead, so go to 38, 39, and 40. Again, now Joseph is in prison. And I'm going to sum this all. Joseph is in prison now. But guess what? Even while he's in prison, God's hand of authority never left him. God's hand of favor still did not leave him. God even gave him favor among the guards in the prison. Let me tell y'all something. You cannot stop someone who God has his hand of favor on. You can talk about that person all you want, and I really feel sorry for you because the Bible says, touch not my anointed ones, neither do my prophets any harm. And when you don't understand something or something doesn't seem to be right to you, it is not your authority, nor did God give you permission to put your mouth against God's anointed. The only thing you need to do is probably get on your knees and pray. pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and discernment in this situation. Pray for the person instead of talking about the person. Joseph still had favor even in prison. Now, he still was interpreting dreams in prison. And even though the people that he helped to heal and deliver and set free, they didn't even remember him. So he stayed in prison for a while before anything happened. But even in the midst of him being in that place of what we might say is bondage and confinement, God's hand never left Joseph. And then Joseph had his opportunity when Pharaoh had his dream. And the only one that could interpret in the whole land was Joseph. And so I'm telling you today to end this all up, because I only have a few more minutes. Again, can you stand to be blessed? Because you're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be betrayed. People are going to leave you. People are going to walk on you. People are going to call you all kinds of crazy names. Can you stand to be blessed? God is going to ask you to do some crazy stuff that doesn't make any sense to the normal person or to the natural eye. Still, can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand like the palm tree, that even though the winds and the waves beat up against that tree, it does not break? It may bend, it may fold to protect itself from all of the things that is coming up against it. But when the storm is over and when the rainbow is shining bright in the sky, God's promise is still yes and amen. And that palm tree raises up with its roots stronger than it was before. You might have been down. You might have been knocked down. You might have been lied on. You might have been betrayed. You might have been, just people just did you so wrong. Your name might have been tainted. But I'm telling you right now, just like Joseph's wisdom, just like Joseph's favor from God, God is getting ready to bring you right back before the same foe that threw you in prison, that talked about you, that did you so wrong. And guess what? They ain't got no choice but to honor you. Not only did Joseph interpret the dream, but again, Pharaoh again knows that he could not be successful without Joseph. He appointed Joseph and gave Joseph more authority than when he had when he first went in prison. He gave Joseph more higher royalty than he had before he went into prison. Your wisdom through the process has increased. Your love through this process has increased. Your insight and discernment has matured through this process. So don't you get weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint. Don't you get discouraged, because guess what? God's hand, his favor is getting ready to find you in front of folk. I see it and I feel it so strong. Your wisdom is about to open up some serious doors for you. God's favor, his hand right in the midst of hell. You're saying, what good could come of this? Because God's hand is on you, and folk that you didn't think will recognize you will recognize the wisdom, will recognize God's hand of favor, and they have no choice but to release that which has been held up to you. Can you stand to be blessed? Greatness costs. Greatness is going to cost you, but if you can stand through it, if you can stand through it, I promise you, you're getting ready to have more when you come up than when you went down. And so, again, I encourage you to read Genesis 39 and 40, learn more about the story of Joseph. I had to paraphrase it because of time, but I thank you for logging in today, tuning in today. Can you stand, S-T-A-N-D, to be blessed? Don't you faint. Don't you give up. Be like an eagle and soar above it. God has not left his hand of favor over you. You're going to prosper right in the midst of all kinds of mess, and people are going to be drawn to you because of your stand, because of your wisdom, because of your love. And I just want to dedicate this last song to you by Mary Mary. Go get it. It is your time. It is your season. It is the seeds that you sown. You're getting ready to reap a bountiful harvest because you stood, because you did not give up. I want to dedicate this to my bishop, Bishop Eddie Long, to New Birth. I want to dedicate it to the family. I want to dedicate it to all the leaders out there that were trying to, people tried to take you out. People tried to tear you down. Things came up against you. The enemy tried to discredit you, but you stood. You did not throw down your cross. You stood with the cross still in your hand. You did not give up the fight. You are a winner today, and Miss Sandra wants to celebrate you, celebrate your life, because it is your time. I need you right now to give God praise wherever you are, because you stood, and now the blessing is coming your way. The heavens are opened in your favor. Get ready, get ready, get ready, as my grandfather, Bishop P.D. Jakes, would say, get ready, get ready, get ready, because it is your time to go get it. God bless you. I'll be back next Wednesday, and I will be with none other than Mr. Broderick E. Rice. We will be talking about relationships from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Legacy Lever Worldwide. Miss Sandra loves you. God's grace, peace, and favor rest upon you and your family. Be blessed.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going.